Good morning. As we begin our chapel service this morning, let us be in a spirit of prayer. God, we thank you for this beautiful day, and we thank you for this beautiful season that we are entering into as we begin to think about the coming of Jesus, as we remember his coming in our past, as we remember the promise of his return. May you ever remind us of the hope that we have, and may we ever remind us and be reminded of your grace that is continually with us. Open our hearts, open our minds, and let us now be in your presence in this place. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Welcome to today's chapel. Today, as we look forward to the Advent season that's going to start later this week, this coming Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. So as we think about this, today we want to make available and create this place and this space for an intentional time of focus and preparation. How will we prepare our house for the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, the King? In a lowly manger so long ago, hope came into the world. The same hope that the prophets spoke of, the same hope that our ancestors of long ago ached for, groaned for. And this hope came into the world, was born into the world. And with this hope came the promise of salvation, a salvation that no longer claims slavery. We are no longer slaves to sin. Because of the salvation, there is no longer any walls of inequality. This salvation brought us hope, but not just any hope. This salvation brought us the hope and the realization that this world today can be a different place, can be a better place. For those of us who have received this salvation, that have answered Jesus' call, we have been transformed from an enslaved people to a kingdom people. In a lowly stable many years ago, hope did come. But if we're all honest about life, sometimes it's easy for us to lose sight of this hope. But even when it appears that all hope is lost, hope does have a way of hanging on. After the crucifixion, 3 days after Calvary, hope emerged from the empty tomb. Later on in Pentecost, hope was again poured upon the kingdom people in the form of the Holy Spirit. So we remember this hope, this past hope this morning. A hope born, a hope resurrected, and now we take the intentional time and space to reflect upon and remember the hope yet promised, a future hope. So how will we prepare our house for the coming of Jesus this Advent season? And as we think about this, as we move through our liturgy this morning, through our songs, through the scripture readings, let us be intentional about this preparation. But also, more importantly, let us never lose sight of the hope that is always, always, always with us.
Please stand. How shall we prepare this house for the coming of the King?
With branches of cedar, the tree of royalty.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of the eternal Christ?
With the garlands of pine and fir, whose leaves are ever living, ever green.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of our Savior?
With wreaths of holly and ivy, telling of his passion, death, and resurrection.
How shall we prepare our hearts for the coming of the Son of God?
By hearing again the words of the prophets, who foretold the saving work of God.
For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Glory to God in the highest.
The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from the line of David. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Amen.
And our New Testament reading is from the book of Luke. Jesus has come into Jerusalem on a donkey, and he is going back and forth to teach in the temple. And on this day, the Sadducees come to him and ask about resurrection, because they were sad, you see. They didn't believe in resurrection. And then the disciples ask Jesus about the future. And this is Jesus' response. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we think about preparing the house for the coming of Christ, it is imperative for us to think about preparing our hearts and our souls. And so at this time, we will take a moment of silent confession. Bow your heads, please. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. And all Christ's people said, Amen.
The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light was shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Today we remember the prophets of old who demanded to be heard, who dared to speak of a child to come, unexpected liberator of the people, vulnerable incarnation of the holiest of holies, a new name for God. Today we give thanks for the prophets among us, who bring to us surprising new visions of hope, who challenge us to think outside the box, who show us a future we never anticipated. On this Advent season, we light this candle as a symbol of the prophets who renew our faith and remind us of what may be.
As we prepare to go forth from this place and to enter this Advent season, never forget the hope. Never lose sight of the hope. Let these words from Paul serve as a benediction. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Go forth, friends and community, in peace and love and hope.